Call the meeting to order. This is the USBE single business item meetings, February 14th. We are met for the purpose of an executive session. And I will entertain a motion in a moment. I just want to address one point broadly before we entertain that motion, that there was a concern raised of whether this meeting itself might violate a ethics complaint law, and we've released to the press an analysis that was done to make sure we're on solid ground here, that the law that was cited does not apply to board members. The dates that were included as potentially triggering a violation were not the accurate dates. So please see our statement if you have questions, but we have taken that seriously. We've addressed it, and we understand that we're on solid ground. Proceeding as noticed. So with that, I will entertain a motion.
Well,
I'd like to really make a motion.
Sure.
I move that the board goes into executive session for the purpose of discussing character and professional competence.
Second.
And we will do a roll call. Yeah, I do want to say we appreciate, I should have said this before, but appreciate our Utah Highway Patrol, Chris Horrocks and Jared Cornea, both with us, plus security Devin Booth. So thank you for joining us. Let's take a roll call then on the motion to enter executive session. Member Bogus.
Would you like the mic, sir?
Yes.
Member Booth.
Yes.
Member Klein. Member Davis.
Yes.
Vice Chair Earl.
Yes.
Member Green.
Yes.
Member Vice Chair Hart.
Yes.
Member Hymas.
Yes.
Member Carey.
Yes.
Member Lear.
Yes.
Member Norton. Not online yet. Okay. Are we expecting her in person or online?
No, online.
Online. Okay. All right. Member Real.
Yes.
Member Strait.
Present.
Member Wood.
Yes.
And Member Moss is a yes. That was a yes, correct? For anybody who said present, is that Member Strait? We got you as a yes to go into session. Okay. Thank you. All right. We will then move into executive or a closed session. Okay. Member Strait, understand yes. You have a motion for us.
Yes. Chair, I move that we come out of executive session and reconvene our board meeting.
Okay.
A second.
And we need a roll call. Where's my roll call? Here we go. Okay. Member Bogus.
Yes.
Member Booth.
Yes.
Member Klein. Member Davis.
Yes.
Vice Chair Earl.
Yes.
Member Green.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hart.
Yes.
Member Hymas.
Yes.
Member Carey.
Yes.
Member Lear.
Yes.
Member Norton.
Yes.
Gotcha. Member Real.
Yes.
Member Strait.
Yes.
Member Wood.
Yes.
And Member Moss is a yes. Okay, we are back in open session, and I'll entertain motions.
I'd like to make a motion, Chair.
Vice Chair Hart.
I move that the board A, request that board member Klein resign effective immediately. B, the board take the following actions. One, issue the resolution of formal censure of member Klein dated February 14th, 2024 as presented. Two, remove board member Klein from all standing board committees and any additional board committee assignments. Three, prohibit member Klein from placing items on upcoming board agendas. Four, prohibit member Klein from attending any board advisory committee meetings. C, these actions are consistent with USB bylaws and become effective immediately and will be in effect through December 31st, 2024.
Thank you, Vice Chair Hart. Is there a second?
Second.
I think we have a light from Member Bogus.
I would move to divide A from B and C.
B and C to remain together or divide in three?
Sir, I would just like to vote on A alone and B and C together.
Together. Okay. Does that motion have a second? Motion is divide part A from parts B and C.
Chair, can we see A and B?
Yeah, let's scroll back up there if we can.
And I second that.
Okay. Member Green, is that Member Green?
Yes. Okay.
Seconded. All right, thank you. Seconded by Member Green. Back to you, Member Bogus. Discussion or presentation of the motion?
Sir, I have cogitated on this at length and have spent many hours in thought and research, and despite my own opinions, I believe that the request for resignation rests with Member Klein's constituents and not with me, as I am not one of her constituents. And so I would not feel comfortable voting on that at this time. I know others in the room have different opinions, but I do believe that the will of the voters will prevail, as this is an election season, and I don't feel comfortable voting on that at this time.
Okay, discussion, Member Hymas.
Yeah, I look at this as this is not anything to do with the constituents at this point. This is before a body of representatives of children and families that attend public education. So when I read request that board member Klein resign effective immediately, I look at my responsibility as an elected official, and I look at actions that were made, and have to ask myself, does this reflect what this body does? And for that reason, I would vote to keep this not only together, but to keep it. I would vote for it.
Okay. Any further discussion to the motion to divide?
I do.
Member Green to the motion to divide?
Yes, please.
You're on.
All right. Thank you. I think I'll just keep it brief, but just have a comment that I would like to say about separating these two points, that first, acknowledging while we cherish the principle of free speech, it's crucial to remember that those rights come with responsibilities, especially when the well-being of our children is at stake. So free speech does not grant anyone the liberty to target, intimidate, or harm young students. For me, that line has been crossed. The safety and dignity of our children must always be a priority. Any action that compromises these should be met with serious scrutiny and accountability. And so this incident for me reminds us that we must be vigilant in how we exercise our rights, ensuring that we do not inadvertently harm the most vulnerable members of our society, our children. I recognize that these conversations can be difficult, and we as elected officials are required to consider all sides of the issues at hand. It is a delicate balance to maintain, advocating for the welfare of our children while also engaging in the broader dialogue that encompasses varying perspectives and values within our company and our community. And I'll end with this, please. While some are calling for immediate resignation, I believe that our democratic processes offer us the means to hold elected officials accountable. Resignation over this single incident, though serious, bypasses the broader community's right to evaluate the full spectrum of a board member's performance and their suitability to serve. It is through our elections that we can most effectively voice our approval or disapproval of an official's actions and decisions. And I will be voting in support of removing the resignation for this call, but supporting B and C, because again, I want to clarify, the wrong audience was targeted, the child was targeted in a very specific way, I deem inappropriate, and therefore that needs to reprimand. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Green. Any further discussion to the motion to divide? Okay, I will just say, I'll tip my hand that I support A, B, and C, but I will vote yes to divide to give our board members the chance to vote on each of those separately. So let's see where the vote is. Member Wood, motion is to divide Part A from Parts B and C.
No.
Member Strait.
No.
Member Real.
No.
Member Norton?
No.
Member Lear?
No.
Member Carey?
No.
Member Hymas?
No.
Vice Chair Hart?
No.
Member Green?
Yes.
Vice Chair Earl?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Yes.
Member Klein? Member Booth?
No.
Member Bogus?
Yes.
Member Moss says yes. That passes by 9 to 5.
It fails,
excuse me, by 9 to 5. The yes is being Member Bogus, Member Davis. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Member Davis, Vice Chair Earl, Member Green, and Chair Moss. Correct? Okay. So that motion fails. The motion is not divided. It is before the body. Intact A, B, and C. Discussion to the motion then before the body. I'll speak to the motion unless there are others that want to speak to it. I think our body is very concerned about the action that was taken. We're very concerned about the student who was referenced in a public post. We want, I think, I'll say I want. I think the board is going to vote their will, but I want to express my concern for this student athlete and the desire to protect all of our students from any public shame or scrutiny of this type. So I think there have been discussion about what was intended here. I believe for me, the context of the post in discussion of subsequent posts by Member Klein that referenced concerned parents in the context of whether this student was a boy or transgender make clear that it was put in a context in a forum where it was fairly clear that it would invite scrutiny and shame and questioning about this athlete's identity. And I think that's been unfortunate and harmful. So I'm in favor of the motion in all three parts. Any further discussion? If not, board members, let's vote. Didn't see a light. Member Bogus.
Oh, you didn't see a light. I apologize. I just, I feel compelled here today to let it be very well known that I champion the First Amendment. And I fiercely fight against putting words in people's mouths. And I work hard to bring things to what is called, in my words, the crux of the issue. And many people often hear me use the language fair and sporting and above the appearance of impropriety. And on both sides of this issue, I have weighed this with a heavy conscience. And you need to understand that after reviewing all of the evidence, the crux of the issue is that a line here has been crossed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Member Bogus. Any further final comments before we bring the matter to a vote? Okay, the motion is before us that the board requests. I'm sorry, we do have one more light. Member Davis.
I just would like to say, Chair, that I agree that a line has been crossed and a wrong was done to a student and her family. And now, you know, potentially other students as the debate spreads out to kids in general. But I also want to ask, we've had some pretty hateful responses to the wrong. So I would ask, do two wrongs make a right? And then on top of that, we're having hateful responses to the people who don't agree with the first wrong. So if we take an action today that doesn't agree with the first wrong, then we are being labeled communists and whatnot. Do three wrongs make a right? And I'm just asking, I guess, Chair, you and the state at large, when does it stop? When does it stop? Because what's happening right now is dividing our community, and it has to stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Davis, and I will certainly concur in those remarks. We're seeing far too much animosity, too much shaming, too much spreading of fear and division. So I think we're united in trying to move beyond that. Any other comments from board members? Well, thank you all. Let us vote, unless I am overlooking another light. I do want to make sure we give every opportunity, but seeing no lights. Okay. The motion then is that the board request that board member Klein resign effective immediately, that the board takes the following actions: issue the resolution of former censure of member Klein dated February 14th, 2024 as presented, remove member Klein from all standing board committees and any additional board committee assignments, prohibit member Klein from placing items on upcoming board agendas, and prohibit member Klein from attending any board advisory committee meetings. C, these actions are consistent with USBI bylaws and become effective immediately and will be in effect through December 31st, 2024. Board members, please vote. Member Bogus.
Yes.
Member Booth.
Yes.
Member Klein. Member Davis.
Yes.
Vice Chair Earl.
Yes.
Member Green.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hart.
Yes.
Member Hymas.
Yes.
Member Carey.
Yes.
Member Lear.
Yes.
Member Norton.
Did you call Norton?
Yes.
Yes.
Member Norton's a yes. Member Real.
Yes.
Member Strait.
Yes.
Member Wood.
Yes.
Chair Moss is a yes. That motion passes. I'll entertain one final motion.
Second.
All in favor of adjourning, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? We stand adjourned. Thank you very much.